What's up, everybody?
Hi, everyone.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bulu.
And together we are
Soul Sisters.
Welcome back
to Soul Sisters Jive.
Oh my God. It's been forever.
Yes, 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 yes.
But we are not going to
dwell
on it, you know.
On the fact that, you know, we've been out.
Well, well, well.
Well,
so what's our topic for today?
Talk about what really inspired this.
Okay.
Let's do doings.
No. I think it should be lessons from Oba.
Lessons from Oba.
AKA doings.
Where I'm coming back from.
Yeah, you know. Well, yeah, welcome from, back. I was Oba.
From now on, I only associate with people from Anambra.
I know, right? But do you know, like, this is not new to the Igbo community.
Yeah, I'm
this
just
is how
they
do their things.
Yeah,
I believe like this was popular because you know, Kubana chief priest is sort of a celebrity.
Yeah.
So I have something in my mouth.
Yeah. So everybody, like, you guys were telling me that that's how, like, they do their things. They do their burial for, like, a week. My sister said there was someone that buried his mom with Oma Jeep.
Yeah.
Buried his mom with Oma Jeep.
So, it's always a carnival, especially with burials. I mean, for the woman died in December. And for them to be having the burial like almost 7 months later, that's just to tell you that they prepared for it.
Yeah,
like, they prepared.
Yeah,
Kimmy, Kimmy is distracting us. Oh my God, we need to do an episode on Kimmy.
On Kimmy.
So come here.
Yeah, it was nice seeing all those videos. Tell me the truth. Did you think about it? Like, oh,
well,
no.
I didn't like think about the money because it's just money, right?
Me, I thought about the money. I was like, damn.
Well,
I feel like everybody that has a clique, both men and women, like you'll be thinking about like, this is goals. I want to show up for my guy like this. I want to show up for my girl like this. And what I fear is that, okay, I don't have fear. But what I'm thinking is that a lot of people would be pushed to do some certain things. Like some people that, let's say, they've introduced you to something bad and you've been thinking about it. Like, I don't want to do it. If you see that, you're like, oh, my, you mean I say I go do ammo.
And another thing is, like, this thing could inspire good and evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
It's inspiring me. In different ways.
Why I was even thinking the topic should be lessons from Oba is because it just goes to show like the kinds of people that roll together.
Yeah.
That you roll together.
This is really show me your friend and
I will tell you who you are. Like I believe like that's just it.
And I believe the man that was doing the thing, Obi Kubana, like he's a very nice person. Like I'll say, if you check his story, which everybody did.
I mean, the man went from like over 200k to over a million.
Over a million and one.
In less than a day. Like, so
we
about?
All did. So like checking his story, you'll see. I was seeing like people.
Kimmy, stop breathing in the.
Kimmy, sound on. Like I was saying, like the people he was greeting them personally. Like if anybody comes and say, hey, he will call the person's name. Hey, you.
Yeah.
Like he knew each and everyone. He knew everybody personally, and he was kind to everyone personally, even at that party. And that just goes to show the kind of person.
That's what I was telling you. Like it's not even about Igbo association.
Yeah.
I believe though that's their tradition. That's how if you've been paying attention to Igbo's parties lately on Instagram. I mean, there was a video of a wedding where there were spraying and throwing bundles and all of that. It was similar to this, right?
I mean, that,
so I was saying it's not even about the culture. It's a it just goes to show that people showed up because of the kind of person he is.
People showed
That was one thing I also learned. Like, is the kind of person he is. If it's not that person, I don't think like it. People would have showed up that way.
Yeah.
People showed up and showed out.
Kind.
People contributed. Like, he didn't have to worry about certain things because of the kind of... It's not because he's Oga. There are some people there. Most people that are there are his Oga. Mm-hmm. Do you get? Like, so they showed up. I believe,
no matter what everybody
it's not,
was
it's not
going
to
through.
Show off. Yeah. I think it is... You know, just to show up for their person, for their friend.
And it's, this kind of man is not someone like that. You see that everybody's like, ah. Even the Kobana chief priest that they were fighting, he showed up regardless.
Yes, yeah.
We don't know if they settled though, but like, he showed up regardless of whatever they were going through.
Yeah. So, it just shows to show he's a kind person. Like, the moment I saw 346 cows, I just said in my mind, like, this man is a nice person.
Yeah, he's a nice person.
I don't know him personally. I'm just talking from... I'm just talking from the point of view from what is on the internet, okay? Mm. Right?
We sound like, that woman is like your mother to us. But
there are some certain people I follow that attended the wedding, and I saw some behind the scenes that were not on the news. And you know, it just goes to show, like, it was well planned. Even with the crowd, it was well planned and all of that. Major lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Major lesson, right? The moment you are like, I think it was Kanayo that said it.
Mm.
Make EFCC not carry everybody, leave you. Right? Now, there is like a major lesson from that. Even though everybody is suspecting the bad and all of that, right? You cannot be the only one to drive convoy.
True.
One person cannot drive convoy. One person, I think I've even been saying this for years, like in my random conversations with people. One person cannot drive convoy.
Yeah.
You can't help everybody, but the people that are close to you, carry them along. Connect them. Yeah. Mention their names. Yeah. You can't all be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I read on Twitter, like, these people, the truth is that they connect to each other. Some people are into interior designing. One person, because I did research on these people. One person, what he does...
Oh my God!
He does gates. Hmm. Doors, iron doors. Hmm. Another person, they do interior designing. Another person is a real estate agent. So, if one person...
Why do you saying one person can be importing zip?
Yes. There's actually one person that imports zip in this whole Nigeria. Like, they connect themselves, and that makes it cheaper. Mm-hmm. If he has a house that he wants to build, and the person doing gates will come, he will give the person the contract. If he has another, you want to open another club, the person will be in charge of all the gates there. Same thing with other things. They include people in their circle, and that's how their businesses expand. Like, Yoruba people don't do that.
Sammy was telling me, you know, We were having a conversation yesterday. Sistami is our elder sister, big sister. So we call her Sistami.
Means my sister.
Yeah, in Yoruba.
I bet. I'm Igbo.
No. No. We could have Igbo listeners, and they would be offended.
I'm just joking. We're actually in between. We are half.
We are not Igbo, but let's not even get into that.
We're like, you know, few citizens of the world.
What did I say?
She was
telling me about, you know, we're just talking about it, about how Igbos, like, elevate each other.
Yeah.
They pass on. They are very smart in business. They know how to make money.
Like,
they know how to make money.
That's one good thing about them.
And another amazing thing is they make sure to pass it on.
Yeah.
And I really love that. And I wish everybody can be like that.
Yeah.
But hey, we are not talking about that right now. But they pass it on. So she was also telling me that, like, they even have a tradition in teaching people the their suburban, like, the boss will be saving up money throughout the stay of the person he's teaching. And by the end of a certain period of time, he gives him the money, like, go and start your business. It's not just freedom that they will just free you.
You are the one that
will not be merry-go-round.
You are the one that we pay.
I mean,
you are the one that would do the freedom.
I mean, but it's still from, like, the person's salary.
Some other people.
You get that is going to save that money. So, I think it's amazing. Anyway, lessons one major lesson. Another major lesson. Move with people that move. Move with people that moves. And when you're moving with people that moves, don't be the one that is left behind.
Yeah.
Don't be the one that is left
even
behind.
That guy Alex, this thing, he shook head inside.
Ah, recording?
No.
Oh, okay, you just played it.
Yes.
Welcome back. Sorry, we are recording this at a very random time, so
okay,
it's family time, you know we are keeping it real, so oh yeah, move on.
Yeah,
let's say something about Alex. Something.
Yeah, it's even him shook his head in the whole thing. I don't know. I'm sure he has been like he has been part of them. He has been part of them, but he actually showed up and made sure like, oh, these people, and you know, he's very focused to his goal. So you were saying like, make sure like you have the association, like you are there.
Yeah.
So like, and again, even if you people don't have the money now, because some people, they have their cliques and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have, like, at least support each other's businesses.
Yeah.
Support each other's businesses.
In any way that you can.
Don't go out of
And
your
it doesn't have to be about thing. Money. It doesn't have to be about... If you can patronize your friends' businesses, patronize them also. If you can't, like... comment, post them if you can, you know, just do things.
Support.
Like, this is how relationships are actually built, by showing up for the little things.
Like, I'm going to check that Joey Zaza. Like,
who is Joey Zaza? Oh my god, you really
what? Any point, I go to their profile, I check like what they are doing. Everybody is doing well. I'm like, I'm so, like, this Nigeria, you know, another major lesson is that, see, everybody is shouting, no money, no money. There is money where there is money.
Yeah.
And there is money for people.
We are, because I'm not focused on that. Everybody is focused on what Instablog Naija is posting.
No, me, I went deep into the research.
I'm not talking about the party. I'm talking about generally, because there are a lot of bad news on that blog.
Okay.
Bad news flowing every single day.
Yeah.
And a lot of people actually dwell on that and actually
think
believe
like
there's
Nigeria
no money.
Is
then
bad.
There's this thing people joke with, SAPA. SAPA, right?
That's for another
episode. Right, so like there are some certain things that you should not even do.
So someone like what's his name, Casey, now he was commenting on this guy's posts, even some other ones, and something like all of them, if you go to their profile, they are like hard workers. That's another major lesson that I learned, like they actually put in the work. Good money, dirty money, clean money, everything actually requires hard work.
But choose the good legal money.
Choose whatever you want. You will pay the consequences for each one. But choose the good one. But anyone actually requires hard work. And all of them have businesses, actually, that they are running.
Uh-huh.
E-money, he has this thing in Apapa.
Yeah. People need to actually look beyond the spraying.
Yeah, they
people
actually
are not
work
looking
really
beyond
hard
the spraying
for their money.
Yeah,
and that taught me like you
and
have
they are
to
consistent
work hard.
And they show up. Like
you
a
have
lot
to
of people
hard.
In their 20s are lazy.
Very lazy. Their work ethic is second
money.
To none. If you have been around like people that really actually have money, like they don't sleep till 3 a.m. Some of them don't sleep till 2 a.m. They are
and
working.
It's not because it's not because of some basic quotes that they saw. It is because that is what that life
requires 2 a.m. So, and they get up, they go out 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, the work ethic has to be there. And I'm gingered, actually, to actually work. Because
have you not been working before?
I've been a little bit slacking for myself. But, like, now I go hard.
I can't wait to see.
With the help of
God. Oh, my God. 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. We gotta go now. Yes. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Till next time. I promise, like, I don't want to make promises and fail, but... We are not going to be gone for this long anymore.
Yeah, say amen in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Thank you so much.
I'm Boom.
And together we are
Soul Sisters.
Bye.